Charles Cornelius, hello.
Hello there, Joe Little. Good to see you again after so long.
It has been a million years. Part of the welcome to Labors for Neighbors. Thank you for being a guest. I was friends with you. I gather from you that we were friends as early as kindergarten.
Yes, sir. So I have all the pictures, black and white, of course.
And that's St. John's Lutheran School, and that is a million years ago. And then we didn't catch up again, maybe, until Laurel Ridge.
Yep.
That's a Moravian summer camp in the mountains of North Carolina.
I remember I was seven that year.
What city or town do you live in?
I live in Clemens, which is just southwest of Winston.
Do you consider yourself a Winston-Salemite or a Clemensite?
I haven't lived in Clemens long enough to earn that title. I've been there, I guess 16 years. That's not too bad. But I was born and raised in Winston, so it'll always be home.
And after Laurel Ridge, which was about, I'm guessing we were about 13 or 14, we caught up again at UNC Charlotte, especially in the Kappa mm-hmm. Alpha Order. You and I were inductees, and then I lost track with you. I've been friends with you, but again, in this day and age, and in most day and ages, there's no particular reason to catch up with someone unless you see on their resume or on their profile that they are big in camping. I remember you from a million years ago being a very straight up, very, very upstanding. Literally, I'm accused of having a very vertical profile, very solid standing up. But I know instinctively that if I lean over, it's worse for your health. especially in your old age, the older you get, the more you lean, the harder it is on your muscularity. Do you still have a very upright presence?
I don't know if you want to call it upright or outright, depending on where the measurement's taken.
You're big in scouting. Were you big in scouting growing up?
Yes. Yes. I went through Cub Scouts and Weebelows at Messiah Moravian Church, and then went into Boy Scouts at Mount Tabor Methodist, and that's where I got my eagle. So I was a Boy Scout up until 82, and I spent a year as an assistant scoutmaster in 83. I remember being derided by my scoutmaster when we were at camp one year, because he said, Tuna, and the tuna is another story. But Tuna, you want to bring the truck up here? And I said, well, Mr. Reddick, I'm sorry. I don't know how to drive a straight drive. He had three on the tree. And he said, you mean I got me an assistant scoutmaster that doesn't know how to drive a stick? I said, sir, I'll be happy to practice with your pickup. No, that's all right. I'll get it done.
That's funny. Who introduced you to scouting, and how old were you when you recall going into scouting earliest?
I was 7 years old when it became an option, or it was brought to my church. And
by whom?
It was one of the older families in the church. Their son and his wife became the cub master, and the pack was my first exposure to scouting. And because it was there at the church, it was easy for me to get involved. So
did you have when I think of scouting, I think of a good work ethic and patriotism. Yeah. But did you have a work ethic even before scouting?
Well, I knew if I didn't, Dad had ways of convincing me that I should.
What was Dad, a work hero, or do you get your work heroism from somewhere else in early life?
No, Dad was it. He had the physical strength of someone raised on a farm, and he had many jobs by the time I came along. He'd worked for Enon Roller Mill in Yadkin County. He McLean Trucking, Fisher Body, which was that GM subsidiary up in Baltimore, Maryland. And then he came back and joined Western Electric / Southern Bell / Bell South / AT&T, et cetera, et cetera.
He could have met and known my dad and my mom. My dad worked at McLean and my mom worked at Western Electric.
Okay. Well, he may have known both of them. My grandfather was at Western as well.
What is the best, you have continued in scouting over the years. You have kids, correct?
I have a son, and I'm very proud to show that. He graduates basic training in 2 days.
Ooh! And so, where will he serve?
Well, we don't know yet. Currently, he's in basic at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And unfortunately, he will not get to come home in the next week or so. And so he is therefore going to his advanced individual training at Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Okay.
But eventually, he will be 13 Bravo in artillery.
And I guess he get – oh, he, and so he has been in scouting over the years mostly because of you, correct?
Well – yeah, when we started the pack, I asked Lucas if he wanted to do it, and he did. And so I was the bear den leader that first year. And I was talking to the district executive and saying, well, you know, got a couple of years of Weeblos, and we better have a scout troop. And Adam said, no, you got to start now. You got to get that troop out there now.
Wow.
So I had to resign being my son's leader, so we could get the scout troop ready. Mm. And so that was in 2009, and we celebrated our 10 years just this last year.
Congratulations. You are an advocate for scouting. I like scouting, but I was never involved in it. I was playing sports year-round, so I couldn't literally be in scouting, but I saw the value. Of course, unless you're blind, you see the value. What is the value of scouting?
The best part about it is it teaches a young person how to respect themselves, how to do their duty to God and their country, and to reach a handout to other people. I like that it creates a sense of citizenship and patriotism. I could go to Scout Oath and Law with you, and every single point of it is important.
What is the closest thing to scouting that we have in the inner city? Because when I hear you say those things, I think, ooh, we need more scouting in the inner city. What is an organization that is a close second or is similar to scouting in the inner city? Anything?
What I would probably say, just because it gives somebody a chance to be with someone that can guide them, but Big Brothers, Big Sisters has been around a long, long time and very highly respected group, and kids get a lot out of that.
Hmm. Have you ever been involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters? No.
I have not. I've just always admired their work.
That's cool.
Boys Clubs of America. There's Catholic priest started that. There's a lot of good history.
What is the hardest part of doing scouting? I know there's pleasure after pleasure, but there must be some rough edges or downsides to it.
Well, it's because every boy and girl is different. Come from different backgrounds. They may not have had the best influences coming up. So while it can be frustrating at times behind the scenes, up front, you're positive. You talk up the program. Here's the activities we're going to be doing this week or this month. And you try to be the best example that you can. That's the reason why I got involved back in scouting as a leader is, you know, as an Eagle in my youth, I wanted to pass that along.
Mm.
And I'm proud to say my son went from Bear Cub all the way to Eagle. And because he did that, and because he was in JROTC in high school, He went into basic training the first day as a private first class.
Oh, man.
So he's got some scouting legacy behind him.
Are you at liberty to say, can you think of an example of a boy or a girl, I guess boy okay. scouting, that is a remarkable turnaround story or a remarkable overachiever story?
I've got one that I would, I don't know if I want to call him an overachiever or not. Can you name his name?
Can you name his name?
I will say his name is Montgomery Belk, and he was so.
Wait, is that his real name?
Honest to God, that's
Montgomery Belk.
Belk, yes, and it's that family. Yep.
Wow.
He's a brilliant, brilliant person. He can play just about any tune you would like just by making his hands into a flute. But he was even at the School of the Arts for music.
Did he start out under promising for some reason?
I don't think he's ever been unpromising. He had some difficulties because I don't know if the word prodigy is acceptable or not, but he is brilliant music-wise. And of course, anytime somebody shows exceptional progress in something, there is a group of people that will make fun of that, pick mm-hmm. on, etc. So Montgomery is, I'll call him a fine man because I have to look up at him, but he's still, he's like 14, I believe.
Charlie, does anyone call you Charlie or is it always Charles?
Oh, yeah. People call me Charlie.
I don't even remember what I called you back in the day, but I remember you were very straight-laced, and I know that you're not Jewish, but I almost think of the Jews because they, in my mind's eye, they are the mm-hmm. hardest working sons of a gun. They outwork me, and they're more ethical than me. And if you're a better person in the class, let's say, you're almost mm-hmm. picked on because you throw off the curve for everyone else. And I thought of you growing up. I didn't have that much impression of you one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't all that negative. It was maybe 1%, but you were so straight. You were such an upstanding chap that you rubbed me 1% wrong. But the point is that you grew up. You grew into that. And you are a pillar. Mm-hmm. And I looked you up because you were an attractive enough fellow to look up and to interview. But about this, so that's my early impression in how you've developed as an individual. Kudos to you. What is the most pleasurable part of scouting? Because again, scouting, you wear it on your sleeve. You're very good at it. What is the best aspect of it? The most recommendable?
The best thing is when I get to watch a boy come up from his seat and get promoted to the next rank, because that's one more step towards Eagle. And I'm proud to say that our troop has produced a pretty fair number in the last decade. Not as many as we'd like, but still, we've got, five or six Eagles, and every single one of them is somebody I'm proud to call friend.
Oh, what is your troop? Where is it at again?
It's a troop 730 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Clemens. And that's part of the Old Hickory Council.
Do you go to that church or not?
I do. My wife is Catholic. We baptized Lucas as Catholic. I'm still the stubborn old Protestant. I'm too Moravian to switch.
Charles Cornelius, it's been a marvelous time catching up with you and hearing about your exploits, and hearing about your adventures. And Clemens, I can see from 1,000 miles away, or at least 600, that Clemens is in a good-ish place because of your work. That's terrific.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for talking with us on Laborers for Neighbors, and keep up the good work, sir.
We will surely do it. Hope to catch up with you again.
All right. Bye.
Take care, Joe.